very merry Christmas, 1964. Comes up, we'll be back in 10 minutes, and I just want to remind you again that the reason everyone seems nicer to you at Christmas is because you are looking at them with your heart.
Bob Hart, WXYZ News. The morning report continues. The coaching staff cupboard is bare in the Detroit Lions football club as George Wilson quits. The Christmas holiday descends upon Michigan. Dearborn City bulletin boards are minus those controversial clippings today. Right now, the temperature in Detroit is 51 degrees. Details on these and other stories following news around the world.
News around the world with Don Gardner, brought to you by Winston Cigarettes. Next pack, make it flavor. Make it Winston. Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should. The news in a moment.
I changed for good taste.
Good taste?
Mm-hmm. I changed to Winston, and I changed for good.
When I changed to Winston, I changed for good, 'cause I got good taste like I knew I would.
Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good.
'Cause Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston and change for good. And now here is Don Gardner.
Good morning from ABC News New York. In South Vietnam, Christmas Eve in Saigon, and a bomb blasting apart an American officer's barracks, wounding, at first report, 52 Americans, one Australian, and 13 Vietnamese. Half of the rooms destroyed in the Brink bachelor's quarters in Saigon, the barracks housing 125 Americans. Windows shattered in dozens of buildings, including two Saigon hotels. Police say the bomb was probably set off in a parked Jeep in a second-floor garage of the officer's building. Now, ABC's Charles P. Arno, veteran Vietnamese correspondent, is presently in New York on home leave. We asked Arno about the setting of this morning's big explosion in Saigon.
The big U.S. officers' quarters called the Brink is a six-story former French apartment building in the heart of downtown Saigon, only 75 yards from the Hotel Caravel, which was bombed last August. Tight security has been maintained around the Brink, which also houses the studios of the Armed Forces Radio Service in Saigon. But if this signals the beginning of an anti-American campaign in Vietnam, it's going to be mighty difficult to maintain security anywhere. The Vietnamese are mainly responsible for security around all U.S. billets and installations throughout Vietnam.
That report from ABC's Charles P. Arno on leave from his post in Saigon. Arno says some kind of terrorist action was expected in Saigon at Christmas. It came today, the bombing of an American officer's barracks, wounding more than 50 Americans, wrecking the U.S. officer's barracks in downtown Saigon. And in the Far East, possible new trouble. Malaysia charges today Indonesia's massing troops along the border. Malaysia warning the Indonesians a full-scale attack will be answered with raids on Indonesian bases in Borneo and off the Malay Peninsula. Three crew members killed in the crash of a Flying Tiger cargo plane in suburban San Francisco this morning. The four-engine Constellation smashed into a hilltop during a rainstorm in San Bruno, California. Three killed. And the rains have ended, but the rivers are still flooding, and a large part of the Pacific Northwest faces a dismal Christmas. Thousands homeless in Northern California, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, and Washington. State of Oregon especially hard hit by flooding and pounding rains, particularly near the capital of Salem, where the Willamette River is rising. Oregon Governor Mark Hatfield told ABC,
"The entire state of Oregon was hit by the storm, some areas to a greater degree than others. We have had all highways of our state out of use at some time or another. We have had 8 reported deaths and unknown others who may be injured or dead or missing."
Oregon Governor Mark Hatfield saying it's his state's greatest disaster, over 2 dozen known dead, damage in the millions. Farther east, a Christmas Eve blizzard. In the western plains, the storm moving toward Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. In the south of India, a giant tidal wave. As many as 500 died in the state of Madras. And ABC's Marlon Levin says it's a cold and wet day in the Holy Land. Pilgrims from all over the world visiting the shrines in Jerusalem and heading for Bethlehem on this Christmas Eve. Now, a message from our sponsor.
Dave, about those trees you took down. I'd help cut them up for part of the wood.
As soon as I feel better, Ed.
What's wrong?
Had nagging backache lately with sleepless nights. Feel tired out.
Just the way I felt with backache. Better try to get relief.
How?
Try Doane's pills.
Right. Doane's pills are an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, headache, and muscular aches and pains may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. For convenience, buy Doane's large size.
This is news around the world.
This is Bob Hart in Detroit with the Morning Report. The latest episode in the Detroit Lions version of That Was the Coach That Was unfolded yesterday afternoon as Lions general manager Edwin J. Anderson faced WXYZ microphones to announce...
William Clay Ford, owner and president of the Detroit Lions, announced today that George Wilson had resigned his position as head coach of the club. A satisfactory agreement on the remaining portion of Coach Wilson's contract was reached.
That announcement terminated a meeting between Anderson, Lions owner William Clay Ford, and Coach Wilson, and followed by less than 48 hours, the firing of Wilson's five assistant coaches. WXYZ News asked Lions owner Ford if George Wilson gave him a reason for stepping down.
It was his decision. I don't want to quote him. I'd rather if he gave a reason that it came from him.
Wilson's only comment was that his decision to quit is based on the belief that his pride is worth more than his $45,000 a year salary. As to what's next in the coaching department for the Lions' Mr. Ford told WXYZ...
It was his decision, not mine. It all happened so quickly, but I haven't had a chance to make up my mind on anything, really, and whatever I do, I don't intend to rush into it. We've got about the cleanest lady you can get right now with no head coach and no assistants. And here's a chance to rebuild a fine coaching organization. I plan to take my time and do the best job that I can.
As to the rumor that Bobby Lane is being considered as a replacement for Wilson, Lions owner Ford told WXYZ News it's just that, rumor. Michigan motorists who'll take to the state's highways this Christmas holiday weekend will travel a distance equal to 25,000 round trips to the North Pole. That exhausting estimate comes from the Auto Club, which is predicting that 1.5 million cars will roll up 150 million miles during the course of the 3.5-day, 78-hour Christmas holiday weekend. State police patrols are being doubled in accordance with orders from Governor George Romney, and National Guardsmen will supplement state patrolmen. From the governor to the would-be motorist, a request for safe driving and no drinking if you do drive. Dearborn Community Council President Fabian Stempion tells WXYZ News today that the city's officialdom has now removed from city bulletin boards that literature which the council has been charging is racially inflammatory. It's that literature, clippings, posters, and the like, which is at the root of that state Civil Rights Commission public hearing set for January 4th. Now that the controversial materials are down, Community Council Head Stampion says he's happy.
It certainly is gratifying to know that this material has been removed from the bulletin boards. It certainly will add to the stature of our town, and it makes a better place for my children and all the rest of the children in Dearborn, not having to come in contact with this type of thing. And I certainly do hope that it's going to remain down.
The Civil Rights Commission is still planning, however, to check into the matter of Dearborn City bulletin boards. A clean bill of health looms for Ionia. That report follows this from Chevrolet.
Come see, come try, the cars more people buy.
Now's a great time to buy a new 65 Corvette, Corvair, Chevy 2, Chevelle, or Chevrolet. And your Chevrolet dealer has plenty of great buys to choose from.
Come see, come drive, come buy yours now.
Take a look, take a drive, pick your new 65. America's favorites by Chevrolet.
It looks today as if the state hospital at Ionia will emerge from that House Mental Health Committee investigation not too much the worse for wear. The Mental Health Committee members toured the institution again yesterday, saying they can find no basis for the charges that there's a fly in the ointment of patient care and hospital administration. Two young Warren boys killed yesterday by a young motorist allegedly fleeing from the scene of a minor accident. The victims identified as 7-year-old Frank Close Jr. and 6-year-old Johnny Nixon. Police say 23-year-old Arlie Compo of Royal Oak has admitted striking them. At least 35 pupils who attended a Christmas party on the last day of school before the holidays in Oakland County's Orion Township yesterday were stricken with what appears to be food poisoning. The Oakland County Board of Health is testing food samples to determine the exact cause. The weather for metropolitan Detroit, occasional rain showers today and mild with steadily rising temperatures, high 54. Snow flurries and colder tonight with a low of 28. Right now, the winds are from the south at 12 miles per hour, and the temperature in Detroit is 51 degrees. Chevrolet, now featuring the beautiful shapes for 65 at your Chevrolet dealers. Bob Hart reporting from Michigan's largest radio news center. America's most personable personalities are heard on WXYZ, AM and FM Detroit.
It's a good time for the good sound of Detroit. And on WXYZ, the Fred Wolf Show.
It was the morning before the night before Christmas when Fred Wolf was at Broadcast House with the old Pookalator. Get out of bed.